yeah. Oh, you had Dan Quayle. You're on, dude.
Yep.
Okay.
This is DJ Canetto. I'm saying what's up. I'm going to be on 8 to 10 tonight playing the best techno, tribal, and house music.
That's really nice, dude.
For your listening
That's
pleasure.
Really nice, dude. Why don't you take the do-rag off while you're in the studio,
check
okay?
Check this out. Check this out, man. I'm going to talk about my latest Tijuana experience at 8 o'clock. We're going to be having...
Wait, did you see Porno for Pyros? I heard they played over at Iguanas this weekend, dude.
Dude, I was supposed to go Sunday.
Yes.
I didn't go, man.
I didn't get to go either. It's not cool. In the old days, I used to know about Jane's / porno stuff before it happened. Now I'm finding out like after the fact. I think I'm getting old. Let me just back announce what we just heard. By the way, this is Drewski, your lovable, endearing, prematurely balding, politically correct dude that plays music for you and often pisses you off with his social running dialogue. Anyway, that was Ministry on Request, Stigmata, we heard. Before that, The Cure, Hi. We also heard Peter Gabriel, Digging in the Dirt. Remember that? That's a cool video, huh, where he's all time-lapsed or whatever. And then Mary's Danish, off the Buffy the Vampire Slayer soundtrack, doing a song that's been covered about 17,981 times, a song called I Fought the Law. Yes, and the law won.
Okay. Hey, man, I got a question. You got a request.
Okay, we got a request. What song? We got a request for Prime. Hang on a second, dude. Hang on. We got a request for Primus. Yes, dude. That's coming up. I promise. Race car driver will be on the way. Now we have a request for
Guns N' Roses.
DNR? What's it called?
Don't you cry.
No. I'm sorry. No, I got a call foul on Don't Cry. I don't want to play that song on my because I hate that song. It sucks. What I'm going to play instead is I'm going to play something from the new Izzy Stradlin album because it's fantastic. Great, great album. I'm going to play something from that.
Oh, man, don't diss the caller.
Dude, you're wasting my time. No, Don't Even Cry. All right? No November Rain.
Oh, man.
No Knocking on Heaven's Door. Hmm?
Welcome to the Jungle.
Okay, Welcome to the Jungle. We'll play that.
Yeah. All right, man. Peace out.
Yeah, Welcome to the Jungle. Not. Anyway, oh, that's jacked up, huh? Okay, anyway, Izzy Stradlin's on the way, but first we got to hear this very important message, and we will be right back.
Friday, from 4 to 6 p.m., it's the Utter Chaos Show with the man of the hour, Pork Chop. This is a show for everyone, because I play everything. Rock, jazz, reggae, metal, alternative, blues, ska, plus the hottest local acts. Hey, you name it. I'll play it! So tune in Fridays from 4 to 6 p.m. to KSSB 106.3 to catch the Utter Chaos Show. The show that literally has no style.
Okay, the phrase of the phrase of the day, okay, is political correctness. Political correctness. That's the phrase of the day. Like, for instance, that dude, Clinton's got heading up his transition team, Vernon Jordan. Okay? It's not politically correct that Vernon Jordan be the head of the transition team. You know why? Because he's also a board member on the board of directors of RJR Nabisco. And since RJR Nabisco's merged and they sell tobacco products, that choice is not politically correct. Well, if you dissed him because of that, would it be politically incorrect? Because he is an African-American. So what side of the line are we, like, what are we saying here? If you put somebody on there that was a board member of a different kind of corporation that's been polluting the atmosphere for the last 20 or 30 years, would that be politically correct? I mean, what is political correctness? Like, if I was to talk about that balcony in Malibu that, like, collapsed and all those people, you know, do you hear about that? Right, that's a drag. I mean, talk about a buzzkill, dude. Well, I mean, what if you, hey, honey, you want a drink or something? Yeah, you go and get your girlfriend, like, a beer, and then you come back, and the porch is gone. But I think that, they say, like, 20 to 30 people in there. I don't know. I think there were some fat people on that thing. I think there was a couple of 300-plusers on that balcony that people didn't know about. Like, but is that politically correct for me to say fat? Maybe I should call them the calorically and physically challenged. I don't know. The obese challenge.
Say what you want, man.
But, you know, it's all this thing about political correctness. I'll get to your card in a minute, but first I'm going to play this. This is a great song. You guys are going to love this. This is already on disc, and their album is sure to follow, hopefully by Christmas time. This is a band that was handpicked by Perry Farrell to open for Porno for Pyros, a band called Rage Against the Machine from right here in Los Angeles. They were on the second stage at Lollapalooza on the first day. I don't think they were there any of the other days. This is a really, really killer song. It's called Killing in the Name Of, and this is Drewski with Rage in the Machine. You heard it here first, 106.3 KSFB.
Die!
Here's our request for Promise on KSSB. More interesting bands out these days. That was Primus on request, 106.3 KSSB, along with Drewski. That was Jerry Was a Race Car Driver. Really cool song from the Selling the Seas of Cheese disc. Came out about a year, probably and a half ago, I guess. And also before that, as I mentioned earlier, that was Rage Against the Machine, a band I guarantee you'll be hearing a lot about in the next year or so. Really powerful stuff. Kind of almost like Jane's Soundgarden mixed with Beasties, kind of trippy. I'm the king of like titling like music and telling you what it sounds like. Like this Izzy, I'm gonna play for you guys. Full on, like totally Keith Richards of the Stones singing for Black Crowes, like all the way. That's exactly what it sounds like. But there's a song that I'm gonna play. It doesn't sound like that at all. It's a kind of a punk song, I think. It was done by either Iggy Pop or the New York Dolls. I'm not sure which, but we're going to get to that in a little while. But in the meantime, I want to give you my prediction for next year's Lollapalooza because I'm getting really excited, and I know it's months away. This is just Drew's call. This isn't a real thing. This is what I think is going to happen. Okay? I think that The Cult is going to have a really killer album coming up in the next few months. I think they're going to be on tour anyway. I think The Cult will be headlining. Nirvana might be there. I think Mudhoney might be there. I'm pretty sure Alice in Chains will be there. I think Rage and the Machine might be there. I'm almost positive Porno for Pyros will have something out by then. They will be on stage by that point. As far as a rap kind of act, I would like probably I'd like to see Arrested Development or PM Dawn there. As far as a lush type mellow kind of band, I'm not even sure. Maybe the Boo Radleys. And maybe this band that I'm about to play, L.A. and Seattle aren't the only place in the world where things are happening musically. There's After about an 8-month lull, the Manchester, England scene is starting to crank up again. And this is a band called Catherine Wheel. It's really, really exciting. A song called Black Metallic on KSSB with Catherine Wheel.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was Black Metallic by Catherine Wheel. Pretty cool song. Another band that's on the up and coming, the upswing, so to speak. This is Drewski. It's about 20 minutes before the hour of 5 o'clock, and I have a very special request for a very special person. She's out there in this listening audience somewhere. She's a pretty cool chick, too. She dresses cool. She acts cool. She thinks she's cool, but that's okay because she's into cool music. So generally, I think the consensus on Chris Suter is cool. This is a song by Alice in Chains, and she wanted me to play it, so here it is on KSSB. This is Wood.
Any little noise will start an avalanche.
Avalanche, eh?
Okay, 106.3 KSSP, a slew of Seattle slew of a veritable plethora of alternative jive. That was Nirvana off their first endeavor called Bleach. The song was called School. Before that, we heard Pearl Jam with a song that they were extra great on it. Lollapalooza, Why Go is the name of that. Alice in Chains, a request from my buddy Chris Suter. She wanted to hear Wood. Well, it's mislabeled here on the tracking device. Actually, she wanted to hear Wood. It was just track 12. I put in 12 and it played 11. So we heard, by default, Down in a Hole. Before that, we heard Catherine Wheel, a band I'm real excited about, out of England, with Black Metallic. And a while back we heard Primus, but I think I already told you about that. But what I haven't told you about is adult volunteers are essential to Girl Scouting. Your local Girl Scout Council is seeking enthusiastic, dependable, and willing individuals to work toward the goal and development of girls in your community. No experience is necessary. Other training also available to learn about Girl Scouting program ideas, leadership, and troop organization. Get involved. Be a Girl Scout leader today. For more information, contact your local Girl Scout Council found in the White Pages. Public service announcement approved, considered, and delivered by your friends here at 106.3 KSSB, broadcasting from the campus of California State University in the lovely, lovely city of San Bernardino. Okay, I kept promising you something new from Izzy Stradlin. I keep talking about it, but I haven't gotten to it yet. Like I said, most of the album, you really won't be disappointed if you go out and get it. If you like Guns, you're definitely going to like it. A lot of the good material on the Use Your Illusion albums were written by him anyway. But like I said earlier, this album sounds like if Keith Richards was singing for Black Crowes. I mean, it's pretty good. but he's got a couple of up-tempo kind of punk-sounding songs, and one of them is the one I'm about to play, Pressure Drop. I'm almost sure it was an Iggy Pop song in the 70s. Like I said, it might have been a Dolls song. I'm not sure. But this is a cover nevertheless, and this is Isley Stradlin' and the Juju Hounds on KSSB.
I'm here to shoot him. Play coming up, third down and 5. LA Raiders on their own 37. They trail the Chargers 20-17. Marinovich drops back the pass. He's picked off at the 35. Picked off and intercepted by Gilbert. He's going to run it back to the 25. Gets a block to the 20. All the way into the 10. Touchdown, San Diego Chargers. The Chargers have swept the Raiders for the first time in 6 years.
Hola, Coyotes. This is Juski, your pal. Lovely, do me. And please, listen to me. When I'm not dreaming about doing play-by-play for the San Diego Chargers, I'm here on campus driving you nuts, just like I have every quarter for the last 3 years. This fall is no different. You can catch me right before Monday Night Football. That's right. For all that's new and fresh in college alternative programming, check out Mwah Drewski every Monday night from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on 106.3 KSSD.
Isn't that one of the most pretentious, self-indulgent dork cards that I've ever made in my life? I think it is.
Hey, look who's here a little early. Marcel. He'll be coming in a little while. We'll just have to wait for that.
Okay, this next song, first let's listen to what we heard. Jesus and Mary Chain, Surfing USA, Sonic Youth, great song off the single off the Dirty Disc. That was Youth Against Fascism. And, as I promised you earlier, Izzy Stradlin off of his solo endeavor, song called Pressure Drop. All right, this next band I'm going to play, pretty cool band. They're called Extra Large, kind of a cheesy name, but they're pretty awesome just the same, especially if you hear who used to be in the band. It was, don't have my wires crossed here. I think it's the guys from Suicidal Tendencies are in this band, and, of course, Infectious Grooves, and also people from Big Drill Car are in this band, and, I lost my little slip that told me all the stuff about them. But anyway, Extra Large, L.A. band. Oh, also in School of Fish, the people from School of Fish are in this band. This is a pretty cool song. It's called Hooker on KSSB. I'm Drewski. Love me, do me. And please listen to me. I can't stop thinking. Whatever I need. Yeah.
We'll be right back. He looks like he's been hypnotized.
Exactly, Cass. Just watch. Simon says, march. Simon says, turn right. Simon says, rear march. Rear march, rear march, rear march.
Even Thunderdog.
Soon, everywhere will be in my power, and I shall rule the world!
You've arrived at Coyote Radio, 106.3 KSSB.
want me to. Got money, nail me up against the wall. Got money, don't want everything. He wants it all. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take that away from me. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take that away. Down.
106.3 KSSB. No, I didn't press the CD player at the wrong time. That's the way those guys recorded it. So don't think that I did it. All right? And those guys would be Nine Inch Nails, hailing from Cleveland, Ohio. Something brand new from them on their Broken EP. It's called Wish. Before that, we heard Head Like a Hole from their first album. That's not the song I wanted to play. I'm not trying to be cool by playing the popular one, but it slipped again. I'm running the board with my toes again. What a bonehead. Before that, Chris Connolly. A song called July. Chris Connolly was in The Revolting Cox. It's a new song on Wax Tracks by him. And we heard, like I said, Extra Large. They're a band of a bunch of kooks from L.A. bands such as Big Drill Car, School of Fish, Suicidal, Infectious Grooves, so on and so forth. The song was called Hookah. This is Drewski. Monday evening, 5:25. I'm about to make my. You guys want to know my prediction? I've only lost one this whole year so far. Monday Night Football this week is. We got George out there. He can help me out. Georgie, get George in there. Get George. Come here. Okay, we got Buffalo and Miami, and I want to find out where it is. Is it in Miami or Buffalo? No, I'm asking you who. I don't care who you want, dude. I'm asking you where it's being played.
Oh, it's playing in Miami.
Okay. You're going for who?
Miami.
Yeah. I got it. Personally, I can't stand the Bills. I'd love to see Miami just kick their butts. But I have a feeling that Buffalo was disgraced at that last game that they had where Miami just walked all over them. Buffalo has been playing crappy football the last few weeks. They've been playing just absolutely atrocious. And they're going to be fired up tonight. Monday night, their very playoff existence might even be on the line tonight. I think Buffalo's going to rise to the occasion, but I think it's going to be a good game and a high-scoring one. I like the Buffalo Bills 31-28 tonight. That's Drewski's prediction. Anyway, that's my prediction, and I promised Ken about 10 hours ago I'd play this for him, so we'll be right back with some Mud Honey. Don't go away.
Yeah, this is DJ Kenneto saying what's up to everybody out there. Monday nights is the place to be, 106.3 FM. Get you the best of techno, house, tribal, and everything else in between. Plus, you get to hear weekend highlights. What happened? Call not 1-800, but call down 880-5772, 8 o'clock, Monday nights. Tell us what happened to you this weekend. We'll put it live on the air. Plus, we'll be playing the best of techno, tribal, and house music. So what do you have to lose? It doesn't even cost anything, because it's totally free. Escúchame.
Esqueechy me. Esqueeze me, brah. Et pinche cuco. Escúchame. For those of you gringo non-Hispanoli speakers, that's please listen to me. Escúchame, por favor. Please listen to me. I'm a geek. Please listen to me. I am a geek. That's what he said, basically, literally translated. Ken Cook, ladies and gentlemen of KSSB fame. All right, Ken Cook, we love him. Like I said, I was going to have some Mud Honey, but first I feel like doing this because I feel like Quincy talking, so let's check it out.
Did you know that the biggest user of paper in the world is the federal government? That thing they call red tape is unrecycled paper. It's our trees they're wasting. We have to tell them to take it back. Call your congressman, call the president. They work for us. We recycle, so should they. Tell them to take it back.
Buy stuff that's recycled. Recycle the stuff you buy. Take it back.
Absolutely, and a very politically correct thing to say. Public service announcement. Get involved, write your congressman. If you didn't vote them out of office a couple weeks ago, get on their backs. They're working for us. They're not working for you. We're not working for them. They're working for us. Okay, don't forget that. Political correctness. Don't forget, Coyotes. Political correctness is the phrase of the day. Are we politically correct? Speaking of politically correct, this is a band that I think is politically correct. This is Mud Honey that I'm going to play here. In fact, I'm real excited about the show they're going to do at the Palladium on the 4th of December. Those of you who want to check that out, I guarantee you won't be disappointed. It's going to be a great show. rumor has it that Nirvana's been showing up surprise gigs opening for them, but I don't know. I think Kurt and Courtney have their baby now, and they're on the cover of Spin this month. So I don't think that they want to. I don't think they want to take time out from their family duties to be opening for Mudhoney anymore. So, but you know, you never know. You might be in for a surprise, but you will be in for a treat nevertheless. It's Mudhoney on KSSB.
Master, it may be safe to fix the Minibot. Hiya, Mr. Spaceman.
Captain, our problems are almost over.
You mean you found the card?
No, but I figured out a way to get one.
Oh, yeah? How?
Tomorrow morning, you're going to sneak into Cogswell's bank.
Tomorrow, it's surely nearer.
shiftless body.
Because you want the day to come sooner. You want
National Front Disco. We were talking about politically correctness. What about social correctness? Is disco socially correct? Culturally correct? I don't know. There's like, they have this 70s preservation society now where you can like buy like disco's greatest hits. You know, Van McCoy, The Hustle, and what else? Casey and the Sunshine Band. All kinds of cool stuff like that. Oh, a little back-to-back Morrissey on request from some chick who didn't catch her name. She sounded like a dorm doggy. Because I could hear the Domino's pizza guy coming behind her. And she was watching MTV. Studying real hard for midterms, I could tell. But nevertheless, since I forgot about her, I played two from Morrissey. And that last one I just played is called National Front Disco on 106.3 KSSB. My favorite song on the Morrissey album, Your Arsenal. Before that, the one she requested, which was the hit, Tomorrow. And before that, we heard a band you're probably going to hear a lot of in the coming months, the Boo Radleys, with a brand new thing out, and that was off of that called Does This Hurt? Hey, George, does this hurt? Does this hurt? had a test. That's not politically correct. Do not hit your neighbor. That is not politically correct. Or socially correct. That's right. In fact, in many circles, George, it might be considered antisocial. Nevertheless, before that, we heard probably one of the most coolest bands in the business right now, as far as I'm concerned, Mudhoney. A band that's Nirvana and Pearl Jam. We were getting all the attention in Seattle. Mudhoney is just a great band. I don't know why they're not bigger than they are, but maybe they're cooler because they're not as big. That was from their first album called Broken Hands. And I wanted to play something from the new Mudhoney to get us in the mood for their Hollywood show at the Palladium on the 4th of December, but some kook either misplaced it or borrowed it, so I don't know where it is. I got about 15 minutes left on my show, and then I'm off to watch the Miami-Buffalo game. Should be a pretty good game, and I'm really happy. I'm in a good football mood because the San Diego Chargers came back in the blizzardy cold of Cleveland Stadium to defeat the Browns. You know what? I like the Browns, too. I totally like the Browns, and I know they needed that game just as bad as the Chargers did, but I hate to say it. I'm sorry. I'm glad the Chargers won. In fact, I got an uncle in Cleveland, and I called him, and I told him, I go, hey, you know, it's going to be a good game, but I think the Chargers are going to win. Yeah, I think Chargers schedule the rest of the year is just total cakewalk. They got Tampa, Seattle, and the Raiders. I know they'll probably split with the Raiders at least one, but I like them for them to go 9-7. They might go 10-6. Who knows? Who knows? They might be playoff bound for the first time in many years. But we're not here to talk about Drew's favorite team, the San Diego Chargers. We're here to listen to music. And we're going to play something from the Sisters of Mercy after this very important message. So listen closely, okay? This is very, very important.
Every expert says the simplest and most important thing each of us can do for our environment is to recycle. Keep the newspapers, bottles, and cans out of the landfills. We're simply running out of room. We can't keep throwing everything away. So get with the program. Separate the papers, the bottles, and the cans and put them by the curb. You put it out, they take it back. Do it.
Buy stuff that's recycled. Recycle the stuff you buy. Take it back.
You know, that's a public service announcement from your friends here at KSSB and the Take It Back, Recycle, politically correctness of recycling, ecologically correctness of recycling. You know, it's really a drag. When I was living with my dad in Redlands, Redlands is, think about the socioeconomic strata of Redlands, and think about the socioeconomic strata of, say, San Bernardino, and you find that Redlands, I mean, people, it's a together town. They have a collection program